Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's turn to Houston now, where the mayor there says the city has started to get back on its feet. Sylvester Turner told CBS yesterday that only a couple parts of the city are still underwater, and he expects life to start getting back to normal after the Labor Day holiday.
The city of Houston is open for business. And so if you have a conference, a convention, a concert, any of those things that were planned, that you were planning to come to this city, we are still ready to welcome you. On Tuesday, we are getting back on our feet. And I'm expecting employers to open, employees to go to work, and all city employees, you are due back at work on Tuesday.
But Hurricane Harvey damaged up to 200,000 homes, and many of those homeowners now face the daunting task of dealing with insurance companies and the federal government. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
As soon as the floodwaters receded in East Houston, the Hernandez family got to work.
We're just right here trying to clean out the backyard and get any trash and get the water flowing out of the yard so we can at least be dry back here, and then we'll worry about the inside, I suppose.
Inside Jerry Ann Hernandez's home, there's evidence of the scramble to get things above the rising water. One prized possession that made it with little damage, her daughter's quinceañera dress, all bright pink tulle and gold sequins.
She waited forever for that quinceañera, and this is just something that she loves, and I know that it means a lot to her, so I had to get it out here to dry so it wouldn't get moldy on her.
The waters reached a couple of feet inside, which means most of their furniture is still saturated with stinking floodwater. The carpet will have to go. The drywall is waterlogged. Hernandez applied for FEMA assistance right away, but now she feels stuck.
We really, right now, don't know what to do as far as our belongings and as far as cleaning up our home. We don't know if we should leave our stuff here the way it is and let them see it, or if we should try to just clean it out and, you know, help the process along run a little bit more smoother, I guess, and get as far as advanced in our steps as we can.
To answer that question, what to do next, I called Carmen Rodriguez. She's a spokeswoman for the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Well, if the family is able to start cleaning the house, they can do it. But what we suggest is for them to take photos of all the damage. Take photos before you start cleaning.
FEMA oversees the National Flood Insurance Program, and Rodriguez says in some cases, inspectors won't even need to come in person to process a claim, like if they know a whole neighborhood was flooded.
Sometimes the person registered for assistance, and we already know when they tell us the address where the house is located that the house was completely flooded.
Here's the thing, though. 4 out of 5 people in Harris County don't have flood insurance. Jerry Ann Hernandez had flood insurance for years, but canceled it because she'd never needed it. And it's also really expensive. Her neighbor, Christy Garcia, skipped it altogether when she moved in a few doors down a decade ago.
When we purchased our house, they didn't ask for it. They told us we weren't in a flood zone, so we didn't get it.
Most home insurance doesn't cover flood damage, and with more than 150 homes damaged, Bob Hunter says a lot of folks will be left in the lurch. He's from the Consumer Federation of America, and he says FEMA does offer some options.
You may be able to get some grant money to get back into the house, a few thousand dollars at most. That sometimes will be available without strings. It all depends how Congress sets this up.
Beyond that, he says FEMA aid for homeowners comes mostly in the form of low-interest loans, not grants, which means they have to get paid back.
For people who have a good job and money in the bank, that's feasible. For some people with low incomes, it may not be feasible to put another loan on top of what they're already paying through their regular mortgage. And in fact, if you look at the Ninth Ward of New Orleans and walk around there now, quite a few people walked away from their homes and their now just lots.
Bottom line, Hunter says, apply for help from FEMA and file those insurance claims as quickly as possible and keep detailed notes of every interaction. For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Connolly in Houston.